All right, well, here we are. We're back at the Nine Club. Today, well, we got a special guest today. Jamie Foy is here.
We got that hot fish oil.
Hot fish oil. Yeah.
Story, that baking grease.
That's right.
Story's the best.
Splatters. Of course, also to Jamie's right, we got Raj. Mm-hmm. And, well, here's what happened. Okay, so in the last episode, we made the Wee Berry Challenge to Kelly. And Kelly, how'd that go?
I've had many offers. Many offers. I posted on Instagram and I got so many offers and I fucking...
Well, you got so many offers. However, there's a Cinnabon sitting right in front of you.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid Cinnabon sitting right there.
Because you didn't fucking sell it.
You got a 58 with a 52.
Might even be a 62. You know,
that was my first time fucking carving a potato.
And
dude,
it's starting to like rot.
The bet was that you have to eat a Cinnabon if you didn't sell them. And guess what? You did not sell them. Listen, I don't care how long it'll take you. Okay, this whole episode or whatever. But let's start off with a bite, shall we?
What?
Might need a close-up angle, too. That's
okay, here's
very...
the first bite of fucking Cinnabon.
Okay, first bite. Let's see. How is that, bro? I mean, it must be good, no?
Yeah, not complaining.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
He's not throwing up.
There has to be nothing wrong with it.
It's not that bad.
did you warm it up?
I should fucking warm it up, dude. Why didn't you guys warm it up for me?
Yeah, at least 20 seconds in the microwave.
Yeah,
I'm going to get these so fucking good. Things away from me. They're making me
so
sick.
So I have to eat this whole damn thing?
Dude, why you got to say it like that, though?
Yeah. Listen, like I said, I don't care how long it takes you, the whole show or whatever, but yeah, we'll keep checking back in on you and we'll see how you're doing, okay?
Well, Jamie, I'm hyped to have you on the show. You're the man. And I'm going to eat the Cinnabon.
Thank you, and you're lucky.
Tom Asta? That's for you, by the way.
Well, thanks, Tom. You're the fucking best, dude.
You're just going to procrastinate so much on taking bites, huh?
I don't know what I'm going to do, man.
But was that bad?
I think he enjoyed it.
No,
I know.
I think he did, too.
What can you not enjoy about
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
That's what I'm
dude,
saying.
Dude, does it look like it's going to help you do anything? Like,
yeah.
What is that going to do for
it's
you?
It's going to put a smile on your face.
Did you see a smile on my face?
There should be.
You look pretty happy right now. Yeah. Look, there's a smile right there.
I think he kind of likes it.
Yeah.
I think he kind of likes it. Hey, so Jamie, dude, that was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that as much as I did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Jamie's probably what the hell did I just walk into?
I know, seriously. Listen, dude, how are you, bro?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck, thanks for coming, dude.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
You just dropped a new part
on
Thrasher.
Yeah.
How do you feel? How long did it take you to film all that? Were you working on it for a while or what
was it? It hasn't been that long. It's probably been like 2 months or something.
Oh, must be nice.
It was good. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It was hype. And it was just like, that's the thing. It was 2 months. So
yeah, that's dope. Yeah.
How many parts have you put out?
I think in 2016, I put like 4 parts out.
Chris, how many parts have you put out?
In 2016 or my whole career?
Your whole career.
Oh, yeah, about 3.
What'd you say, 4?
Because I have a lot of homies that film, so you just like, you can meet up.
4 video parts in a year?
It was like, yeah.
What
the? Pretty sure.
Well, you did the next new wave, right?
Next new wave.
Mm-hmm,
Then before the next new wave.
Was that
though.
Video called Twatch or whatever?
Touche.
Touche.
Twatch.
Yeah, touche.
Yeah.
And that's 2. And then there was the barracks part that like they put out right after my recruit. And then my homie Tyler's video, Moving Forward. So I have like 3 homies that film and they're all like, live next to me, so I mean,
right,
we're going
perfect.
Out all the time. Yeah. Like,
where in Florida are you from?
I'm from Deerfield Beach, so it's like a little north of Fort Lauderdale.
Okay,
so it's like by the Rat's Mouth.
Oh yeah, Rat's Mouth. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Kona?
Yeah,
out there.
Oh, yeah?
Is that a good? Do you like it?
I haven't been there in a long time,
okay.
But
okay.
Right now, I would assume it's like it gets rained on. It's outdoors, so it's kind of probably gnarly. But it was good when they first put the they put Skate Light out, and it was really good. But they've had concrete ramps there since like the first time.
Right.
Those things are crazy. Like they're so fun to skate.
You ever see Paul Hart there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, I've like grown up going like to contests all over Florida.
Oh,
so,
sick. Right. You go to like the Tampa Ams and all that shit.
Not growing up that much, but like recently the past, 4 years.
Okay,
yeah.
Sick. How did you have you placed good in those or what do you,
I don't do that bad. I feel like I make semifinals, so I'm hyped on that.
Yeah.
I think the first time I ever saw you skate was at Tampa Am and you were in like a pink shirt.
Yeah, that was the first year I skated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember being like, who is this kid?
Yeah, it was funny. I remember Tim was probably Tim was on the
on
mic.
The mic,
obviously.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, he's wearing a pink shirt and skating, man, he's got something to prove. Like, so, you know, Tim is fucking hilarious.
You don't get nervous on like slamming into people? That shit was, I watched you skate that one, last one.
Yeah.
I was fucked up, dude.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people, but I mean, you try to just time it. And I mean, if you hit someone, it happens.
Yeah.
And I mean, I usually I feel bad for the person I hit more than I get. Hit.
Fuck,
because like usually it doesn't hurt me that much. Like, yeah, but like depends on the person though. Depends on the person. Well, there are some like there are some people out there that I'm definitely they skate around and charging it, and you're like, dude, I don't want to run into that.
Well, dude, you take some gnarly fucking slams, dude.
Yeah.
So grab, I mean, running into a person. I mean,
imagine like you and Zion running into each other would be gnarly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've done it like back in the day in contests. Like if we like a little collide and it wasn't even bad because he was small, but now he's freaking bulk as hell. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Right.
Have you ever seen the slam of him at the Zappos double set contest?
I blew the Bondo out.
He skipped over the entire set of stairs.
What are you talking? Wait. Were you tray flipping it?
I tried fakie flip.
Fakie flip.
That's the thing. It was like the first try I was going for. I was like scared, obviously, before trying it. Right. It's like super long.
Yeah.
But they had this giant ramp, and I was you run, like, threw down switch, push, like, once. I was like, I think I'll have enough room, like, speed to clear it.
Yeah.
And literally, right before I was about to pop, I just, the next thing I know, I'm skipping down my back on the set because my wheels got stuck.
Oh.
Because they bondoed. Yeah, they bondoed the crack. But when they bondoed the crack, I guess they put the tape too close to the crack. So there was no, like, support on the sides.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So as soon as my wheels went over it, with whatever force it had,
wow,
blew it out, and I just flew backwards on my back down the set.
How did that?
It didn't even hurt.
No,
honestly, really? No.
Dude, you skipped it like you're like a rock in a pond.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it happened so quick. Yeah. Like I just flew down on my as I got lucky.
Were you like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Like what? Did I hit a rock or like what?
I went up there. There's the Bondo was like on the set, and the crack was like.
Did they re-bondo it afterwards?
They just put tape over it.
Oh, shit. You actually blew the Bondo out.
On
like you're saying.
On a section of it, because it's a really wide set. So, like, the part that I went for blew right out.
Fakie flip, man. What thing's like fucking a football field long?
I mean, I was just trying. They had some good money up for it. So. Yeah.
Did you pull anything else in there?
Yeah, I kickflipped it. Surprisingly, I don't do that much.
No kickflips.
Yeah.
Balls. The one you had at the barracks.
Yeah, that was.
Which
great.
One was this?
See, that's what I'm saying. Because when I was at the barracks, I just went there to have a good time with the friend with my homies.
Yeah.
And Chase comes out once with his camera. He's like, "Hey, let's film something." Front crook everything in the park, and I was like, "All right, doesn't seem too bad." Just started doing everything, and then, you know, they got the long rail with the 3-block. I wasn't too scared of it because I've done it before.
Okay.
And everything there is usually super slick, and I put my truck on it, and it was super slick.
Okay.
And then right as I went for it, I guess my foot got a little bit more on the rail than my board, and I just flew straight, flipped back, and just, like, smacked, like, all the wind out of me, and my back was jacked for a week.
No, really?
Yeah.
So you didn't do it?
No, I did it.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, at first, it didn't hurt that bad.
Okay.
I, like, got up. And I was like, yeah, I can do it. And did it. I did it next try.
Okay.
And then I front crooked the A-frame rail, the last one.
Okay,
I was done.
Right.
But then I was, like, sitting down 10 minutes later, I was like, someone's going to have to help me up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Jeez, my back was, because I flew straight to it, all twisted.
Right, yeah.
Did something.
Damn, that would break me. I'd be broken.
James Craig was there, and he was like, if that was me, I would have just shattered.
Yeah. Did you take hard slams? Like,
yeah.
That one day I went out with you and Ty and John, whatever, like that little bump over bar, you got fucking surfed.
That?
Yeah, I have it on video.
Do you really?
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll show it to you after the show.
Please do, because I got surfed on
Which one was this? Which one?
So we're filming with Ty for a video.
Okay.
And we were just out in the valley, and we went to a bump to bar. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it like a brick thing with the bar on the top or something?
No. He got served there too.
The one we drove past the other day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did get served on that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that the brick bank one wasn't really that bad.
No, it wasn't.
It was the
bump you just cut your shin.
Dude, I was rolling up this bank nollie,
okay.
The bump to bar. It's a quick bank. Hit a stop rock on the bank.
Oh, my gosh.
Nollie. All weight forward.
Right, yeah. It's the worst thing you could do.
Yeah, but at least I didn't go head first into the bar and everything. But the bar, they put for a skate stopper, for some reason, they put this metal plate. Yeah, instead of it going sideways on it, they put it straight up, so it's literally like an inch taller.
Gotcha.
And it's really skinny.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it kind of is like a little sketchy. But
if
I mean,
you catch a shin on it, you're getting cut.
Yeah,
for sure.
So this is what happened. I go, I hit it, and thank God I get 1 foot down first. I go to jump over the rail, but not high enough. I clipped my left shin, I'm pretty sure, and got flipped and hit my head and then tumbled over. So I just did a full front flip onto the ground, like onto my head and then on the ground. It didn't hurt too bad. I mean, it sucked.
Yeah. Right.
But, I mean, that's the thing. For some reason, like a lot of times, get lucky.
Yeah,
it was one of those slams that like everyone just goes, oh shit.
Yeah, a lot of my slams will look bad, but sometimes I just get up laughing or something, hopefully. But that sometimes I'm just like, oh, yeah, like, fuck.
I think a lot of the slams I've seen, you get up laughing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Jesus, how does this fucking do?
Slam with a smile.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Did you keep skating?
After that one? No, I was over it. It was at night, and it was like one of the last spots, dude. I was like, I'm done.
And seriously, like 3 hours before that, he just like that, the little brick bank to bar on top.
Yeah,
like
I got
ice skated.
He
got folded on it and caught his shins on the bricks.
Jesus. He got a little cut on my shin, so I was like, that wasn't too bad though. That one was mellow.
So what do you do after all these slams? Do you go home and like take an ice bath, or what do you do? Do you have like Ben Gay that you rub on your shit? Like what do you do? Like
sometimes, like if I'm out filming a lot and I get really sore,
right?
I'll take some ice baths.
Okay,
because they do help a lot.
They do help.
They suck, but it really helps you out. So okay. I mean, and recently I'm lucky because with Red Bull, I can go in, they have a cryo chamber. Like,
oh shit.
Well, yeah. People that help me do like physical therapy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
teach
cool.
me how to like get better whenever I get hurt.
I would love to see Chris in the gym for some reason. That would be fucking funny, dude. Wouldn't that be funny?
It would be funny to see working out.
What's so funny?
It'd be funny to watch workout.
Like, I want to see what Chris would wear to the gym, and then I want to see what he would do at the gym, and just watch him do that.
What would I wear? I would just wear what I have on right now, exactly. I guess. I don't know.
I mean,
wear...
people do workout in sweaters. You start sweating.
Yeah. Wear my khakis, you know?
I mean, I usually just rock some basketball shorts.
But hey, I got another question, too. What's that one dude's name? We're talking about the falls earlier. What's that one dude's name? The huge ass dude that would remember that was like a like 20 flat 20.
Match logger.
That dude. You back that dude? I mean, I gotta say, how
can you not back a dude that survives buckles like that, dude? Like,
have you guys seen this guy?
No.
What is it? You've never seen it?
You ever seen it?
No.
Like, it was funny because they took him on Ridiculousness and. They had they were calling it "You Got Schlagered."
Really?
Yeah,
they had a name for it.
Yeah, no, because if you go on YouTube and type up his name, there's at least like probably 10, 15 videos of him just eating shit.
No, but he does like big video shit. Part of eating shit.
Yeah, it was literally the famous clip. Is you've probably seen it, dude.
Okay,
it's a 20 flat 20 in the rain.
I remember that one.
He tries to ollie it and he just
bails dives.
Immediately and then like. Just slides on his back down the second
one. What
does
he think is going to happen in the rain?
I mean,
20 flat 20.
Probably just imagine landing it.
That's 40 stairs plus a gap.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the best.
Let's put this into perspective. Yeah. Let's put this into perspective, you know?
Nah, I know. I don't know what he's thinking, man, but he's going for the clip.
But you do big shit, though. You do big rails and stuff. Like, what's the fact? You love them, right?
Yeah, I like big rails.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Grow up watching videos, I've honestly, like, just... When big rail skaters were doing their thing.
What was the first video you saw?
Just like my first video. Dude, I've been skating.
You've been skating since you're like 4 years old, right?
Since I was one.
One.
Yeah.
When you're 1 year old, man, your kneecaps aren't even developed.
But that's the thing. I was
on
my kneecap. That's how I started.
Oh, so you were like kneeboarding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I have older sisters. My sister turned seven and got a board for her seventh birthday.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I lived on a cul-de-sac and my next door neighbors were skating and they would have ramps their dads built. I guess one day I saw them and I just grabbed my sister's board next to the door.
Okay.
And stood there. My mom opened it and I went out and stood on one kneecap.
Yeah.
And pushed with the other one.
Right.
And then, like, I guess they came over and was asking me to come skate.
So from there, like, how did you, like, get, like, you just kept skating? And
When did you stand up, like, two? Standing up,
Okay.
I stood up pretty quick. Like, once I could walk, I could stand on my board.
Right.
Like, my first...
I know, 1 year old, you can't even walk, right?
No, can you walk at one? Some can. It depends. Yeah? They're different babies.
Some are slower than others.
Yeah, exactly. Some are a little more on their feet.
Yeah, but so you loved it. From 1 year old.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just kept it. So stuck. Then when did you start like ollieing and shit?
My first ollie was when I was three. And I guess my mom, like since I could ollie, I was super stoked on that.
Right.
I was always just trying to ollie all the time. And my
mom
came to try one and she said that she ate shit trying it.
So you don't even remember?
No, I don't. Right. She, like, most of these are stories. So,
yeah.
But she was like, I thought like, my three-year-old son can do this. Like, it can't be that hard.
Yeah.
And she tried it and just slipped out.
Oh, my
gosh. Took a hipper.
So you ollied your first big gap at four. Is that right?
Yeah, I just took straight down, dude. Yeah. My first kickflip was when I was, like, seven.
Damn.
It took me a long time to really get that board all the way around.
Like anybody, the first kickflip you landed was just like...
I was pure excitement.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the full world came around.
And then you went to the 20 stair.
Just immediately took it.
Immediately. Straight. I love that. So then
just
how did you so growing up, I mean, okay, fast forward.
Yeah,
you know,
fast forward.
You kick flipped at you were on your board at one, you fucking ollied at two, you were fucking kick flipping by seven.
Yeah.
Let's fast forward.
Pinching by nine.
Yeah, when was your first DOS pinch?
That was recent. Oh, okay. Yeah, that didn't start for a while.
No, but so how did you get sponsored while you were living out there? Or how
I live in Deerfield, so okay. It's
small town or big town or whatever.
All of Florida is pretty much like a suburb.
Like Fort Lauderdale, right?
Fort Lauderdale is like 20 minutes south, and then from Fort Lauderdale is like another 20 minutes to Miami.
Okay.
So I'm like 40 minutes from Miami.
So you're kind of right there in the...
Yeah, I'm pretty well located. That's the thing I would like growing up going skating would be to Miami or West Palm or Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
They all have downtowns.
Did you go to like Control or MIA?
Not to Control, but I went to MIA. Yeah. There's like, yeah. I started doing contests super young too. Like my friend, like the next door neighbors, my friends were, oh, we want to take him to this contest. And my first contest, I think I was three. Yeah, I was 3 years old.
I love that the neighbors were so psyched
on
you.
That's what I'm saying.
And
it was my neighbor Brad, and he like I guess was super stoked and took me to the contest.
Right.
And once I got there, I was just dropping in everything because I can't do much. But I mean, like, I guess I entered the 12 and under division. And I got fourth, and I won a free year supply of Pizza Hut pizza.
That's quite an extravagant prize for fourth.
Oh, it was
for fourth.
But they were amazed. That's what I mean. It was a 12 and under division.
What was first? Yeah.
I don't know. Probably a board. I don't know.
I'd take the pizza. Yeah. I'd aim for fourth.
That's the thing. I don't think the prize for fourth was the pizza. Like, oh, this person got fourth place. They're going to get this free year supply pizza. I think it was like more of amazement of, wow, this kid's 3 years old.
And just kicked everyone's ass.
In a 12 and under division.
We're going to like,
and I was the youngest kid in the contest.
Huh.
So like, it was kind of, they were probably like, it was like the hype prize. They
probably get someone.
Wow.
Yeah, and they were like, give it to him. So.
Huh. Okay, so you're winning contests, you're getting free pizza, you learn how to kickflip. Now, how did you get sponsored out there in Florida? Or did you? Would you?
Yeah, my first sponsor was when I was six, was a skate shop.
This fucking guy. Six.
Island?
Yeah, it was Island Water.
I can't wait till we get past 10 years old. In this interview, this is gonna be great. Like,
they've been like family helping me out.
What was the name of the
Island Water Sports? My shop in Deerfield.
Dope.
Yeah, it's just right on the beach. Sick. It's super dope, and it just like always helped me growing up.
Right.
Let me know of like contests coming up that they think I should go to. Yeah,
perfect.
I mean, it helped out a lot.
I bet,
of course.
Right,
yeah,
right. Anything, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, skating is expensive.
Yeah,
you know.
And they also made the pink T-shirt. That a lot of people know me by.
Yeah.
I mean, that helped me a lot too. Honestly,
right. Yeah.
My mom honestly gave me like the idea too.
Oh,
like,
really?
You skate in that, you're gonna stand out because there's jam sessions. Jam sessions, three kids. What's the majority of our? We're black,
exactly.
Dark, like
exactly.
And then maybe a white T-shirt. Yep. Like if someone's wearing a fluorescent pink T-shirt.
But in the jam sessions too, like they're looking at a thing with their picture.
It's
they don't know who the fuck anybody is.
That's like, it's a kid with a pink shirt on. It's
exactly.
Yeah. The only dude out there.
And it's the bigger kid too. Yeah.
So you've been strategizing for a long time.
I mean,
in
a little
industry,
bit. You
got to
plot a little bit.
Yeah. I like it.
He keeps the weight on.
Yeah.
And
if I wasn't for my weight, honestly, it'd probably just be some other dude.
But you're not. Listen, bro. You're not a big. You're just a big dude. Though.
I mean,
you're not like
come naturally, big baby,
stocky.
Big everything.
If you weren't stocky, bro, you'd already be dead.
Yeah,
you know what
probably,
I'm saying?
Honestly, dude. No, it helped all my friends, all the skaters,
tall,
skinny.
Yeah,
if fall, it hurts.
Right.
I got some cushion. The downplay is that, I mean, it's gravity, so you've got more weight, and you hit a little harder.
That's
true.
I want to get back to like the growing up. You know, your first sponsor was a board shop. What was it called again?
Island Water Sports.
Island
Water Sports.
Island Water Sports. Okay.
It's kind of like a chain store, right?
No. Oh, well, they had like three or four
down there. Like,
yeah, they had a couple different ones.
Okay, nice.
That was like, because they've been in the industry like for a long time.
Okay,
like, they had a skate team in the 80s with a vert ramp out front.
From there, did you get any other sponsors while you living out there? Or
like it took a while.
Really?
I mean, and also there was like board, like there's like Lake Skateboards.
Okay.
Like, I mean,
Lake was around when you started skating?
Mark Lake like started his company again. All
right.
And I got on when I was like 10. Like that was like my first like
rad
board, and I was getting free boards. Like
rad.
It was weird because I was at
an old 80s
yeah,
brand.
No, that was an 80s brand. Yeah. He was like, Mark Lake started it, and that was his board company, and it went under. But then I'm not sure the year, but it was like when I was like 10 years old.
He brought it back.
Yeah, he brought it back. Oh. And it was crazy because we were at Aaron C. Show at a Tony Hawk Boom Boom Hawk Jam. And then Mark Lake came up to us. He's like, hey, you guys want some skateboards? I mean, at first, we were kind of sketched out. We didn't know anything.
Yeah,
just come over to my truck. I'll give you some boards. We're like little kids.
Yeah, like, you got candy in there?
Yeah, but I mean, we weren't too young, so we were like 10. So we're like, I've been street skating since I was like 7 and 8. So like, I like am like used to the streets and like little, like not like, oh yeah, just a dumb little kid.
You got some street smarts.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah. And we like watch our distance, obviously.
Of course, right.
And he goes in his car, pulls out boards. Yeah, dude, I'm starting this company. And like, started talking to us. Whoa. He's an awesome dude, Mark Lake. He's like, gave us boards for like me and my homies. Like, and he sponsored a lot of the homies.
Dope.
Because it was local. Yeah. Okay. And like, it was probably about like a year or something. It probably ran. That was the first, with Lake got me my first like ad kind. It wasn't an ad. Oh. It was like a bio thing in FTK, For the Crew mag.
For the Crew, yeah.
For the Crew.
Yeah. Well, so
Cole
like,
talked about that.
Yeah, that was like when I was like 11 or something. And it was like, just like a bio and just like, what was your favorite trick, just stuff like that.
Little rundown.
Exactly. And I was super stoked on that.
This episode is brought to us by AG1. It is very important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I have been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands out there, AG1 conducts relentless testing to set the standard for purity and potency. It's also researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their respective fields. I know that I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard, guess what, typically only tested for 10. That's why the 9 Club has partnered with AG1 for so long, because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get your free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/9club. All you got to do in your URL, type drinkag1.com/9club at checkout. Go give it a try.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And then from there, what did you do? Did you...
I went back shop decks.
Shop decks?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then mainly no board sponsor or anything.
So
for a long
was
time.
Death Wish like your first?
No, it wasn't my first. I started.
You had a bunch of. You were in Flow for a bunch of people.
There was a couple Flow.
Yeah,
I think honestly, my first like free board from like a real company was like Grow Board Shop Flow. Like I would get like one or two because it was only Shop Flow or Rep Flow. So it was.
Were you stoked? Were you like, okay, cool? I got some shit going on.
Grow boards, like I was super hyped. Like I love their boards. And I was like, wow, these are amazing.
But then what made you go to something? I mean, it was Rep Flow.
It was it kind of like I think he like died out. Yeah, it was just like getting boards is like. It was two or one.
Because the sad thing is, if you would have called up Girl, they probably would have been like, who are you?
Yeah.
We don't know who you are.
Exactly, yeah.
And that, you know. Yeah.
Unless he was like, pushing it to Sam.
Unless
whoever
he was pushing it, you know. So, but, you know. So
it's just like, It's just like really distant thing. It's just like, all right, he's like slacking off. So, I mean,
they
there's no really
They started
reason.
Giving you boards to help sell more boards at islands.
Yeah. So that died out. Then where did you go from? Where did you get another Flow out
It was like, I stayed in like the Rep Flow program for a while.
Okay.
Like after that, I think it was like almost. It was like
really.
Yeah, I was like got like some almost boards, and then maybe like some. After it was almost and enjoy. Like I would back and forth talking to some people there.
You're stoked to get free boards,
right?
But at the same time, are you like, I'm still under this Rep Flow thing? I want to get on. Like,
I mean, I wasn't really too worried about it.
No,
because I mean, I was in Florida.
You're still in Florida.
It's hard. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's like it's across the country.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so hard to like
the industry
get stuff
is
down.
Here.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
like,
right. So did you move out of Florida at some point?
Yeah, but that wasn't until recently. I would travel a lot.
Okay.
My mom, like, she was always backing me skating, and take me contests.
When did you get out of the Rep Flow? When were you ever on a solid Flow program?
My first
program?
Flow program was Nike through Scuba.
Oh, perfect.
And that was from I went to my first Dam Am in California when I was still Rep Flow.
Okay.
And it was funny because like we were at this the old Nike, the LA Nike.
Yeah, yeah, the team
park.
Downtown.
Yeah,
yeah
when they had it.
The third and whatever it was called.
Yeah. They had the contest there, And Scuba was there. I didn't know who like Scuba was. I've just heard like that's mm-hmm. who the TM is and stuff.
He's the dude.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I just went there skating, and then I went to try Trey Lip on the handrail, ate shit, and then tried it again, and I like landed it.
Right.
And then I guess he came up to me, and he was like hyped, and he just said, "Hey, like nice to meet you," like blah blah. I told him that I was like from Florida and everything, and then he just told me to hit him up.
Dope.
And that's when I like started getting. Like my first like actual box.
Rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was I was super hyped on that. That's sick. Yeah.
And then so what about boards? When did you ever
boards were always like they that was the hardest thing
really?
To keep. Yeah, because after that I was hit up John at Flip. I mean after like the
Enjoy Almost and all
after
that
Enjoy
stuff,
Almost
right.
was going back and forth with still Repflow.
Right.
I was like, oh, I know the guy, I know John, and like I'm just gonna hit him up and see what's up because I don't know what to do right now.
Right.
So, like, he helped me out and gave me boards and all that, but then told me, like, oh, I don't know if, like, the guy, the big, like, the heads see you doing anything. And just let me know, like, gave me a lookout, not, like, keeping me flow forever, which, like, some people do.
At least they tell you.
That's what,
you
I'm,
know
saying.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, no, like it's that, fully respect. Right. He's like, you're dope and everything, but, like, they're not really feeling it. But, like, yeah, here's your last, like, box of boards. Like, like good luck. After Flip, I, like, they had no boards. I would skate shop decks, and then I was on Thunder and Spitfire.
Okay.
So I'd hit, like, Jim up, and they, like, oh, their family. So they'd send me real boards to help me get by.
Yeah.
And then I went to the, it was pretty recently. It was, like, 2015, maybe. At the end of 2015, I went to a contest at the Barracks. Was the Wild in the Park Finals.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I got first place in that. And then that's when this dude Steve Hernandez at Baker Boys hit me up and, like, said, what's up? He's like, hey, I heard, because I hit up, I think, Lenosi back in the day, because I was like, I heard that Lenosi was the man to hit up. Yeah. Like, he was the dude, the rep for Florida. So I hit him up, and he never really got back to me, but he just, Steve said that, I guess he mentioned my name to Steve, and Steve was like, oh, I saw him at the park. Like, yeah, he was killing it, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then he started hitting me up, and I started getting shop, like, not shop flow. I started getting flow boards from Steve.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You were on, like, flow for Death Wish forever, though, I feel like.
Not forever. It was really quick, honestly.
Was it?
It was pretty quick to me, I feel like.
Yeah.
Probably was on, like, for, like, maybe a year.
Well, it's cool, though, because, like, the diamond shit happened for you, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, you're the hot fish oil.
Yeah.
You know? You're the bacon grease, as Tori says.
That was, like, one of the best
How does that feel when Tori Budwell is calling you the hot fucking fish oil?
I was super hyped when he hit me up. I mean, obviously, it was like a hard decision because that was the thing. Like, Nike was like my first actual sponsor.
Yeah,
like, so I mean, like, even though it's like corporate or whatever, I mean, they like looked out for me.
Exactly.
After Tori hit me up, took me a little while to decide, but after a little while, I was just like, yeah, just do it.
Yeah.
And Tori, that's the thing. Like, you talk to Tori, everything he says, he's so passionate.
Of course.
Yeah. So passionate.
That's
it's
a
like,
great thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It makes you really hyped on it.
It's like if you had called and talked to Phil Knight at Nike, and he was like hyped and like, dude, Jamie, we're gonna, you know, you'd be like, wow, this is great.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, so you're talking to the Phil Knight of like diamond and footwear and everything.
Yeah, and
so.
Watching him skate growing up, I was like,
oh yeah.
I was like, I've only met him a couple times before, like just quick.
So did he just call you out of the blue? Just like, was he just like hit you up or like what? Like,
it was out of the blue, kind of. But the thing was, in skating, the word gets out. And it's funny because I had friends at the Barracks. They like, homie hit me up. He's like, yo, I hear someone's going to call you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I hear someone's going to hit you up.
You're like, someone?
You got a warning.
It's like just fucking tell me.
Exactly. Like a little birdie. And I'm like, like, what do you mean? Like, what do you, like, for, like, what, boards?
Shoes,
someone's got something going on.
What,
they want you involved.
And what, they wouldn't tell you who?
And then, after I pressed for that, I was like, dude, how are you just going to, like, give me that? And then not even, like, give me a little more.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I heard it's for shoes. I was like, all right. And that's all he said.
Would have sucked if the phone call never came.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny because, like, our friends were, since we got six people at the house, whenever something happens, you're always just like, always.
Of course. Right.
So on the phone.
That's the thing. We had no idea who it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Tori hit me up.
Did you have his phone number in your phone or was it just a random?
No.
I don't pick up those random numbers.
Yeah.
So I would have missed his call.
If I didn't get the warning, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I got a warning. I was like, this is a California number. I don't know how, like, how this is might be it.
Right.
Like, what's this?
Yeah.
Kind of waiting for it.
Yeah.
And then after that, just went to Peebles Park, met up with him, hung out, and skated some shoes, and checked him out. And slowly,
this
like,
is like
had all, to,
under the... on the sly of Nike. You're, like,
you're
kind of just,
I mean,
like going and
everyone
checking.
Does their own little thing.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
You want to take that meeting sometimes.
Oh, no, you have to take the meeting.
Yeah.
You know? Of course.
Yeah. Worked out.
Dope.
Shoes are great.
Yeah.
They are. I was super hyped.
The diamond thing was going for what? Like 6 months or something before you actually turned M for Death Wish.
Yeah, and they were like, that's the thing. They were like, we really want to like you're getting, like, if we do this, I think Death Wish will be super hyped. And
yeah.
That Tori would talk to Ellington. And okay, they were, right. Like, yeah, the whole time they were, because that's the thing.
They were mapping it out for you.
I just thought it would happen sooner.
Yeah, we've definitely planned it out. Because that's the thing. We were like, they didn't want to just like, bam, there it is, and then people forget about it. They were like, yo, we really want to like work on this.
Yeah.
And if you want a full part, like, they left it all up to me, which is pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were just like, we want to do this, whatever you want to do, and you think it'd be cool.
Right.
Like, let's do that.
Let's time it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it happened great.
Yeah,
because,
no,
like,
it did.
You know, the whole diamond thing happened, and then, like, there was little time, and people were wondering.
Yeah.
They're like, when is Jamie getting on Death Wish?
Yeah.
When is this going to happen? Yeah. Like, he's on diamond. This whole thing's going on.
Exactly.
Like,
not having
Death Wish.
I was like, what,
you know what I mean?
Like,
well, like, that's what a lot of people were thinking that, you know? So I think it worked out perfectly of, like, the video coming out, and then, you know what I mean? Like, the ad.
That's why I feel like it's awesome, because, I mean, like, with Death Wish, that's the thing. It's like a family.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just like, oh, here's this dude, let's put him on. Like, that's the thing. It's like, it's a family. So like, it's all like tight together.
I love it, man.
Yeah, I'm super stoked.
I was hyped. You know, I knew it was going to happen. You know,
appreciate it.
But
awesome.
I think everybody knew it was going to happen. But it was more of like, when is this going to happen?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's just how I felt.
Mm-hmm. It's
you know?
It was inevitable.
It was inevitable. It's a hard word to say.
It is, actually.
But yeah, it worked out.
No, it's fucking rad, man.
Dope.
And the ad you had was the water tower. And then
that's right next to my house. That's like,
oh, really?
I can hit that tower with a rock to my house pretty much.
Okay.
That's why I'm super stoked. Like, that's the thing. They left it all up to me, Larry.
And then you flip the page and you're doing a
front feeble.
On
a kink trail. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. That's in Florida too. That's in Tallahassee though. Well, that's the thing. Growing up, I didn't really have that many handrails to skate.
Yeah.
My first big handrail was out here in California.
Really?
So like, it was just like, I've always wanted to do it.
Yeah.
But like, my park had a big rail, honestly.
But you'd always skate like flat bars and shit, right?
Yeah. I like flat bars.
That's crazy. You know what I mean? It's weird to think about shit like that. You know?
Like, I mean, that's
the
thing.
You didn't do your first big rail
until
you came out here.
Yeah, I think I was like 15 or 16 when I did it. Yeah.
Wow.
What rail was it?
It was the Opera House rail.
The one in SF?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
I don't know. It just...
it's a gnarly one.
You thinking back, you know, sometimes you do something, you're thinking back now, you're like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
It worked out, though, because it didn't stick. It's aluminum. Yeah.
That's great, though, man. I think it's great. I can't wait till what's next. You know what I mean? Like, you got the Red Bull, you got the Death Wish, you got the Diamond.
You're working on Ty's film right now.
Oh, you're working on Ty's film?
Yeah.
How's that going?
That's going well. I mean, that's going to be a long process.
You've been doing a lot of trips with him?
We haven't done a bunch of trips. We've done one, what started in the summer when we went to Woodward East and back.
Mm.
And it was like, that was a
Was that when you guys
time.
Got stopped by the feds?
Yeah, that when we got stopped by the feds in Philly.
Well, why'd you get stopped by the feds?
All right, so
like, what was
so this is what happened. We're in Philadelphia
when
they had the Democratic Convention. And have you seen Ty's van recently?
The black one
black
with the thing?
With
the shot over
the
in the
shot
front.
Over
oh, he's
the
got
front.
The camera attached
and
to the front?
The generator on the roof.
Does he just like drive to Ralph's with that thing
all
on
day.
There?
Yeah.
He just like films himself like parking in the Ralph's parking lot?
Yeah, he'll get a clip every second of his day.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just driving down the highway getting clips.
Does he have a monitor or he just knows
the
shot?
No, he has a giant monitor and someone's inside with it. It's fun. It's
usually
it's
Kevin
like
Dennett or this kid JP.
Okay, so somebody has to be manning the camera.
The camera. Yeah.
It's like the gunner on an
airplane. Yeah, exactly.
It's like you got to have the guy
That's
popping
what I'm saying.
Out
that's why when we were in Philly for the Democratic Convention, Philly's not that big.
Yeah.
So we're going around getting kicked out of spots. Okay. And then one time we were driving like through kind of the hood. Going,
to FDR,
yeah. So we were on our way through the hood to get to FDR, and I guess we didn't know, but that in FDR, the park, that's where like Hillary was and Obama was. So like, we're trying to get to FDR. There's all this traffic. We're like, dude, this sucks. We're trying to drive around it. Ty, super on the go, trying to whip it around, and then we're like at this light, and we're ready to make a left hand turn, and this cop is like. On like coming towards us on the other side of the street,
right?
And it's a red light, and then all of a sudden he flips his lights on, and we're like, "Whoa, he's gonna do something!"
Yeah,
pulled straight up to the front of our van,
right?
And by that we're like, "What the hell?" And by the time we realize what's happening, four dudes outside the van banging our get on the ground, like get red, like what are
like
you guys
four,
doing?
Like cops,
undercovers.
Like, undercovers.
Yeah, we got out of the van. We looked around us. There was six undercover cop cars.
Wow.
Like the guy came up to Ty, like, what are you doing? Blah, blah. Like, he's pissed.
Yeah.
Super pissed. And then
didn't he ask Ty, like,
he asked Ty,
what is that? He's like, it's a camera. He's like, sure it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, got Ty's driver's license and everything, got the spiel, and then he was like, right before he went to go check up stuff, he's like, what's that in the front of the van? So, oh, it's a camera we're filming. Like, and he's like, sure it is. In the middle of Ty talking, sure it is, and walked away.
Really?
Like, he knew something was up.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, they tell us to get out of the van,
yeah,
and then they look in real quick, and then we get back in. We're sitting down with the door wide open. Uh-huh. We're there for, like, 30 minutes.
In the middle of the street.
In the middle of the street. Yeah. People are driving past us. And wow. And the cop's cars behind us at that time, after there's, like, the six undercovers, then two giant, like, utility truck cop cars pulled up.
Like the black
up.
And the
yeah,
like
and
the...
it said, on the side it said, said anti-terrorism unit.
Wow.
And the cops that were checking our IDs and everything had anti-terrorism unit vests on.
Like flak vests.
Yeah. They're like, we've been following you for blocks. We know what you're doing. We're like, what?
What are we doing?
They're like, why are you trying to charge so hard? Like, why are you trying to get so to FDR so fast?
Right.
Like, you're charging through traffic.
Well, Ty, he does mash.
That's what I'm saying.
He mashes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're charging through traffic. You're looking suspicious. Like, they thought they had us.
Right.
Like, we were like, dude, he's probably back.
Ty's like, no, I'm trying to see at the park.
Yeah. He's like, we're like, dude, this guy's probably back there, like, calling his wives, like, we got the big ones. Right. We're getting a raise. Like, this is awesome. Yeah. And then, like, after, like, probably, like, 30 minutes, he, like, comes up to us with his tail in between his legs, like, oh, I'm sorry, like, cause they looked up Ty's name and did everything because the terrorism using.
Right.
They really went to town, and like you could tell, like the cops every time they stick their head in, they were looking.
Did
for
Ty
something.
Show them how to use the shot over?
No, they were not interested. They were pissed because we wasted their time. Like, cause think about it,
they wasted their own time.
They wasted your time. Yeah. They wasted everyone's time.
I know exactly. They wasted everyone's time, but like for them, they blew everyone's cover.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Their whole operation was done for like a dud.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So like they were pissed. Yeah, it was so funny. We were just laughing at them like, you idiots.
So Philly was a bust.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome.
To say the least.
We got stuff done.
Okay, good.
It was great. Yeah. Like the whole trip was awesome.
How long have you been filming with Ty for this?
Like that trip was like the first thing pretty much. And that was in the summer.
Okay.
Which was, I think, July.
Does Ty have a deadline right now? Or
no, it's just open.
So you're living in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. Yeah? How's that going? You like it down there? It's kind of like a campus, right? Skate campus.
Dude,
you know?
It's so gnarly.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Like,
it's dope, you're skating. Though, right?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
Who
it's
lives
like,
in a neighborhood?
That's the thing. I'm not even sure. I feel like there's, like, so many people.
Right.
Like, that I still don't even know. Like, you could be skating to Cherry and, like, you pass by like Chad Tim Tim's house. Like he's like sitting on the porch drinking tea.
Chad Tim Tim's watering his lawn.
Yeah, you're, like, exactly. Yeah. Homies are just out like just like chilling, just like doing their normal daily routine.
Right.
Or like I live like right behind a Ralph's, which is like
okay.
pretty centralized where everyone lives.
Nice.
So whenever I go to Ralph's, there'll be like somebody.
Somebody there.
Yeah.
Huh. So you go to Cherry a lot? You go to skate
it's
there?
It's like a 5-minute skate from
my
house.
Dope.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for a spot. I was like, want to get something like where I can go to Cherry.
Let's go to Cherry.
When I like, yeah, because parking in Long Beach kind of sucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So like, I was like, I want to have my car, but I also want to be able to skate to Cherry so that way I don't have to deal with parking every day.
True. So Cherry is like a go-to.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, I got
exactly. If I'm at the house for like until 3 p.m., that's when it's just like, all right, Cherry.
And there's always fucking homies there.
Yeah, exactly. It's always fun. And then like, you'd be there. You don't have to go there for a long time and you can like go somewhere else. Go to another homie's house.
Right.
There's so many people that live around like, yeah, we can skate to my house or we can skate to his house. Yeah. Like, it's so
Cool because, I mean, sometimes living in L.A.
Yeah.
I mean, there's skaters out here that I've known, like, that there's skaters out here that I never even see.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll see him in Barcelona.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I had to go 5,000 miles away
and
to fucking see your ass.
Now
and you live,
other.
Like, a mile from me.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, because I feel like up here is a lot more hectic.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, so much more hectic.
Like,
yeah.
Stiebel lives down the street, and I never see that dude
anymore.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, you 1 mile away.
Yeah.
You never see the dude.
Yeah.
You know? And then I go to fucking Barcelona, and they're there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, let's kick it.
Yeah. Like, when we get back, let's do something. Like, it doesn't happen.
No. That's trade show talk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's some trade show talk, man. Well, what else? What's going on in skating, though, man? Everything good? Like, what do you want to? Like, what do you?
Listen, when is
Well, he just turned. You know,
dude, people have turned pro fast these days.
I know. Well, you know what? I mean, skate shops are going to be calling sooner or later, man. If they're not already, somebody called me and told me that you're going to get a phone call. Okay. I'm not going to tell you what. Expect that phone call.
Expect that call.
You know what I'm saying? If it's a number you don't recognize,
just pick it up.
Pick it up.
Did you clean your plate?
I got one last bite.
Got one
Are
last
you serious?
Bite.
Dude, that's crazy.
You know
dude.
What, though? Like, you know when you're saving that last bite, you know? And it's probably the best bite on the whole plate. It's like the center of the Cinnabon. You got the like most icing on it.
Been waiting
like,
for it.
You know what I'm going to do real quick? Before I eat it, I'm going to put it in the microwave one last time.
Yeah, no, do your thing. Do your thing.
This shit's way better when it's hot.
I told you.
Yeah. So, but you just came out with the Thrasher part, you know? Are you going to just keep filming? Just keep doing your thing?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what you do.
Yeah.
I feel like you just do your thing. You film with the homies and that's it.
Yeah, that's what I try to do because, I mean, like, you don't necessarily have to know what you're filming for. Like you just film and then like you just kind of decide like
but that's rad though, you know, because a lot of people they have like, you know, the plan I'm filming for this and I'm filming for that
I've like for me a lot of times it's kind of weird, like I feel like my parts a lot of times are like kind of like not like planned out that much. I'm like more like because dude I've like sometimes
that's cool
I try though. To like plan it out like towards the end if I'm like then I'll stress too hard like, I just don't, like, I want to be, like, just skate and then, like, all right, I got this amount of footage. Like, all right, this works. Like,
yeah, it's totally.
This, all right. Like, it's been 2 or 3 months. Like, you could put this out.
I think it's rad. I think it's, like, I think it's
perfect, there's so many times where I've, like, sometimes, like, right before, like, if a part comes out, I'll be, like, stressing it. Like, maybe, like, damn, maybe, like, because I skate rails a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, I hate it, like, if I'm skating all rail. If I look through my part and I'm, like.
Are you the type of dude who's, like, really picky about what goes in there or, like. You're like, fuck it, I did it. I
like he was
there.
Just saying with the rails, if it's too many rails.
Yeah, it's like, it's hard for me because, I mean, when I go to a rail, like, a lot of times I can get that clip, like, pretty quick, depending on the trick or the rail.
Right.
But then I'll go to, like, a stair set and it takes me a while, if I can do this trick down the set. Because, I mean, I don't skate sets that much. But, I mean, like, if I see my part, like, see it, and it's just like, rail. Like there's not fuck, dude. Like I need to go like skate some ledges or bump to bar or something.
One mistake people like do a lot of the times, and I think I don't know if it's like the skaters wanting their shit in there or if it's like an inexperienced editor or whatever, but like there's like a lot of repeat tricks.
Oh yeah, that's a big pet peeve for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that drives me nuts.
Yeah, like, I don't like repeat tricks or even like I try to like if I'm in the editing process, I like to like try to space out tricks because like sometimes you'll have like the same type, like if you do like for me, I do a lot of like crook tricks. Like I do like a switch front crook, then a front crook, then a fakie switch front
crook. Pick your best one.
Yeah, it's hard for me to like, it's like, or like if even if you want all those in there, you can like space them out.
Exactly.
That's what I try to do most.
Yeah, for sure.
You try to space
them
out, or like, all right, I have a shitload of rail clips here. I got to throw some ledge lines in. Like,
exactly.
That's why I like to like watch a well-rounded part.
Yeah.
Even if it's hard for me to do. Yeah. Like,
but you're good at the tech shit too, dude.
I can
ledges
get there sometimes. Yeah, I can get there sometimes.
No, you got that shit.
You got some moves.
Yeah, you got moves, man.
I know. It's just so hard for me sometimes because like, I'll like get to the end of a part and be like, all right, I'm ready to put this out. And I'll watch it. I'll be like, fuck, dude, it's like all rails right now, like.
Right.
And then if I like, that's when I start thinking about it, and I'll be stressing, and then it doesn't happen.
Right.
Because I feel like a lot of times, like if you try to make something happen too much, it's just not.
No, I hear you. Yeah. But is it something like you were saying, like if you go to a rail, you're probably getting that quick, you know, within like 10 minutes or something.
I mean, if I'm lucky,
Okay, lucky, you know, whatever.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Well,
that's
I'm just saying, like you know, when you go do
some
when
rail
you go
skaters,
try,
you get stuff real quick.
No, it does. No, it happens quick.
It's quick, right?
Yeah.
But when you go like to a ledge or try to do, you know,
or a stage
out of your comfort zone.
Hours.
Dude, I've been,
you know,
there's been times.
So maybe is it something like you don't want to like, you're just like, oh, I could just go to this rail real quick and just get a fucking clip.
No, I know. Like,
rather than sit
here
for 6 hours.
I've heard some skaters like rumors of like people doing that, like being pissed, like if they're out skating with someone, like it takes them a long time to get a line.
Yeah.
I mean, I completely feel for it though, because like, like you can't just like,
it's a lot of work.
Cool, you could just do a bang out that trick, but like, like that's all you're doing. Like you gotta like, you're not really like planning a line. Like a line is like kind of hard. Like you can't really just like, all right, I want to do this trick and that trick. Like it just doesn't work like that. You gotta like, all right, I want this trick. If I land this way, I gotta do like a flat ground trick or something.
Yeah.
And that shit's hard, man. Like, especially if it's out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Because you want to land it good. And then even, God forbid, you're trying it for 2 hours and you land it bad.
Right.
That's the worst.
Exactly.
You're like, fuck, dude, I don't want to be like putting this much time in and then have that like what I did.
Right.
You're like, dude, I need to do this again.
Another couple hours
go by.
The whole thing. I mean, because that's just what I grew up skating like that. Yeah. It's like hours, days, weeks.
To get something.
To get something, you know? And it's like fucking, what I'm saying is like, listen, I get fucking jealous of like rail skaters or something, because they'll go up and just fucking bang out a clip and they'll go home and eat some fucking honey bunches of oats. You know, it's like they're just kicking. I'm just like,
it's definitely,
I'm fucking sitting here like losing my fucking mind.
There's been times like that, because you know? I'm like, dude, I know like fuck, dude, I just spent all day doing this when I could have gone and maybe gotten a couple rail clips.
Yeah,
like, and feel so satisfied.
Yeah, but at the same time,
I'm like, I mean, like, it's always worth it, because I, like, there's been obviously been times where I've put 6-7 hours into a line, not gotten it.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Join
like,
the club. Yeah.
Exactly. It's there's crazy. Like nothing you can do. It's, shit happens.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've, like, done it. Like, if you're skating a spot, like, that's another thing with, like, skating shit that's not rails.
Right.
Like, for me, it's like, I don't get that tired doing them, because, like, you don't want to give it more than fucking 10 tries. Like,
totally.
There's not that many tries, really.
Yeah.
Like, you're either already ate shit.
Or
at that
one
point.
Try if it's a 20 flat 20.
That's what I'm saying. You just want to go. Like, you just want to get it over with.
Yeah. Tech tricks and shit's like, first try.
Yeah.
Almost it.
Yeah.
Seven hours later.
Yeah.
Still,
like, exactly.
Still almost it.
Yeah.
Not even that. Right. I'm like,
you're getting further
away.
Yeah.
Way further
right.
away.
Right.
That's what happens to me all the time. I'll be like, we'll be at a ledge spot, and I'm like, dude, I think I could. I've like fucked around this trick. Maybe let me just try it.
Yeah.
Stick it first go.
Try. Yeah. Always.
Not filming though.
Yeah.
Yo, let's get this. Like stoked.
Yeah.
Just every try, you just get further and further away.
What
dude.
The fuck is that?
It's just shit happens.
Well, there's always the windows. You know? There's always like those windows you
oh,
have
yeah.
where you have like five in a row that you're like, yes, it's there. And then the window
you just start
closed.
Getting back. Dude,
it's like a wave.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I always say? Like, the window's open. Grandma just put her fresh apple pie on that window. You know what I'm saying?
Dude.
It's smelling nice.
Dude, it's so funny.
You know?
Because stuff
that
like that.
Smelling nice.
That's
I don't want
saying.
That window to close. I don't want the crow coming in there and eating my apple pie.
Exactly, dude. There's like so many cases like that, like on Kingler Road. Like, if like a lot of times we were doing stuff, like Andy was with us. Andy's super hyped, like all the time.
Andy Roy.
Yeah. And Andy, like, he would say like the craziest stuff. Nothing like that. That was a very good version.
That's what I always say, though. It's like that window's open.
Yeah,
that was a
like,
home version.
Yeah,
that was
like
very home.
Like trying a trick. If he's like I was trying a trick, trying it for like an hour, like getting so close. He's like, you're right there. You've already got the girl with you in your bed. Like, you just gotta
put the tip in.
Exactly.
Right,
just
right,
like screaming the gnarliest stuff, dude. And that's how it is. It's like you feel like you're getting like close, but then like it's just like it's far away. It just like, I don't know, it just happens.
It's crazy.
I feel like that's the thing, like your body's just not up to it for that. You're like, I'm done. Like your
it's
body's
just like you're not even the first try or whatever, you're not even thinking about
it. Yeah. And that's when it gets close.
And then like second, third, fourth try, you're trying to figure
out
this trick and like it's just
overanalyze it.
Right.
And just like freak yourself out almost.
It's like we need to figure out how to just not even think.
Yeah. And just you gotta not think and just execute.
Skate dumb.
Yeah, we just gotta skate, skate dumb.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is supported by Shake Junk. Yep, the company that keeps you going in these streets. Need that perfect grip for your flick? Bearings that just don't stop? Bolts to keep your trucks on tight? Look no further. ShakeJunk.com has what you need. Grip, bearings, bolts, skateboards, rails, riser pads, grip tape cleaner, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and everything else in between. Treat yourself and save a couple bucks by entering 9 Club at checkout. Yep, 20% off everything. Just enter 9 Club, N-I-N-E-C-L-U-B at ShakeJunk.com. Get there while you can.
Were you guys all responsible for like the pinch and stuff, or was that
Yeah, I mean, that was like us collectively. Yeah, we have like back home in
you
Florida.
Mean Das Pinch.
Das Pinch. Yeah.
That's like one of my homies who runs that account, and it was funny because we just started as a joke and it blew up, and then just like because it seemed to be a thing people cared about, honestly,
that no one
talked about.
It seems like I kind of heard about it overnight. It was like one of those things that just popped up, and like everybody was like, there was like a Malto clip.
Yeah,
something.
That's what started it.
Was it that?
Okay. That was literally the like, boom, like.
But you guys
pop.
Did that?
We didn't do that.
Oh, okay.
Our one friend that runs Das Pinch did do
that. Oh, he did that.
Yes.
So then he, okay.
I remember he showed us that, and he was like, dude, I'm going to post this.
Right.
And I was like, dude, that's going to be hilarious.
Right.
Let's see what happens.
What was the Malto clip again?
It was a nollie heel front crook. And you just got on top, no pinch.
Yeah.
And you fucking, my homie, like, just like put it in black and white and slow mo.
Right, I remember the clip.
And
yeah.
put the, what was it? The in the arms of the angels, and like had like the 1-800 dot like call like yeah.
Yeah.
And it was in the description was like, in the description was like, please help every crook, like no, from this point on, no crook will go unpinched.
Right.
No, please call 1-800-DOS-PINCH to help find this man's, like, yeah.
It's funny because when you see that kind of shit, you're always like, who fucking made this?
Yeah, dude. Like, he showed us that.
And you're like, I was almost like, I wish I made that.
Yeah, I showed my homie.
Like, I wish I made that. That's
after
amazing.
After he showed us that, I was like, are you serious, dude? That is fucked.
Yeah.
That's like, we were dying laughing.
And then so it fucking just went viral.
Yeah, that blew up. Like, right. Like, yeah, Mikey Taylor posted it. I think that was like another big
post. Isn't that funny when shit just goes like viral?
Yeah,
like,
viral.
Because I'm sure there's
other shit in like that never goes viral. That's fucking unbelievable.
Dude, it's funny though because a lot of the times like so many people want to go viral, like try to make a viral video. It does not work.
No,
it's just the random shit.
I've tried all the time. And it never fucking happened.
Still working on it.
Yeah,
still trying to get the fame. But like it's hard. Like, he just made it. He's like, yo, what do you think people will think of this?
Right.
Like, I don't know, dude. People are gonna say what they say. Like,
didn't he follow it up, or did Malto follow it up with the crook?
Yes.
So
no,
Malto,
he fully executed that Nolly Heel front crook.
Oh, Malto did.
It's like a reaction video almost. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
He's pretty much just like, what? Nolly Heel crook or Nolly Heel front crook the whole ledge.
Right.
Perfectly, dude. And when he like when my homie showed me that. He was so stoked, like, that he did that, and, like, we were all just like, damn, that's crazy that that, like, fully happened.
Yeah. Right.
Because that was when we were, like, in Florida. Like, we were, we weren't out here.
I remember it was, like, a couple years, a year ago
like,
or something,
like
2 years
ago?
2 years ago,
yeah.
I think it's great because of, like, just the word pinch.
Yeah.
Too. You know what I mean? And, like, literally, like, it wasn't even referred to, like, as a pinch.
Yeah.
You know, it was like that. Like, a pinch is like.
It's what it, like, looks good when you do a crook.
Oh, my
you
God.
Want to see it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's one of my favorite looking tricks.
So many people, like, are like, what do you mean, dude? It doesn't matter. I'm like, all right. Yeah. Well, if you see someone do a Smith or a Feeble Grind and they just, like, do this, what are you going to think?
The rail's
like,
you're
going to be like, eh.
You want to see it dipped.
Like, you want to be like, damn, he dipped the shit out of that. Like, damn, he really, like, got in.
Right.
Like, he really pinched the shit out of that.
Right.
You see it look good. Yeah. I mean, it looks better.
I'm trying to think if he could do anything with my switch flip Manny.
You could pinch it.
It's pretty,
If you lock in the manual, it's
pinched. You could definitely pinch manuals.
Yeah.
Right. I pinch my manuals all the time.
I like it in the.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Look at it. I pinch my manuals all the time.
Yeah, when you have to do that, don't you?
What the fuck are you talking about pinching a manual?
You don't put it in the pocket.
You lock it in.
You lock the back pocket. On the ball of your feet.
The best way for me to do it is your balance.
If you switch flip out.
If you were to do a fakie manual on a manual pad, you go fakie and you manual, you're almost always like that.
Yeah,
you know?
You pinch your toe on for sure, dude.
Yeah, I've
maybe.
Seen it.
Yeah.
I see it.
Maybe. I don't know if that's true, bro.
No, it is.
No,
it is.
I don't know.
If Jamie said
no.
If Jamie's saying that, he's the pinch god.
When you're on two wheels doing a manual, like if you're pinching, you're gonna get wheel bite or something.
No,
you know what
I mean? You're gonna get wheel bite, but you could still fully pinch it. I mean, when you were doing manual tricks, did you never wax your wheel bites?
Not manual tricks, but on ledge tricks or something, I would pinch.
No, my wheels don't hit my board. It's not like I'm just.
But it's
quite,
like locked.
You should loosen your trucks.
No,
listen. I believe you. I'm just saying that I don't know if I've really pinched my manuals. I'll review my footage.
Depending on the trick, though, if you're doing a flip trick into something, you're just trying to hold it, like.
Right.
You don't have to pinch it all the time, you know, but like if you're going to switch flip out, you're pinching something.
Yeah, you're locked.
Your nose mail nolly flip, your foot's in the right or in the corner.
Yeah, you're like locked.
You're
in
pinched
there.
In and you're nolly flipping.
So that
out.
Way, like your board's like flipped that way, so you get that little nolly flip.
Exactly. See? There we go.
And I can't even do that trick.
Oh. I don't know about this whole pinch manual.
We'll have to review.
You know what?
We're gonna see it on the
comments.
I would call it balance.
No. What is balance? It's balance with technique. Walker Ryan. When you watch nose mail nolly flip, he literally pinches it perfectly, where it's literally locked in, and he has a nolly flip.
Listen. The only time I think you could pinch a manual out of a flip out is like if you're doing like a nolly hard flip out, right?
Why is that though?
I don't know
because
why.
Because it's kind of it's almost like a pinch to roll it out.
Flip it over.
You know what I'm saying?
I fully we're going to see in the comments.
Yeah.
We're going to let the people decide.
Okay.
I don't know. Hey, when's the last time you did a manual, Roger? What do you know?
I'm just like, I'm picturing manuals in my head, and I don't see a pinch anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Me neither.
No, I'll show you guys when I...
Yeah.
Like, I swear...
I've seen manuals where you're, like, locked in.
I think, okay, you know what?
When I think pinch, I'm thinking, like, you know, a crooked grinder, your fucking truck is just pressed against your board.
Yeah, but not necessarily...
In there.
No,
that's the thing.
It's a different type of pinch.
Yeah, it doesn't even necessarily... For it to be like a pinch, it doesn't even necessarily have to be like wheel touching the board. I mean, that would be like
it's just your feet grabbing a part of your
board.
It's
just like your truck, like
you're just basically fucking gorilla fucking toe. Like,
yeah, it's just like
you're tilted to one side. You're tilted to one side.
That's the thing. You're not flat. Like that's the thing. When
you're not flat, exactly. You're not flat.
My manual, my manuals are flat as fuck.
You got tight trucks?
No, I got loose ass trucks.
Well, then how are they flat? Because you're gonna have to lean on one.
I'm a balance master.
All right, dude. All right.
No, but I just don't see. I don't know. I never thought about it like that. You know what I'm saying?
I'll send you a screenshot sometime.
That's how I learned to switch flip out of switch manuals. Is that my toe was curled.
These fucking kids, man.
No, I don't understand. I just listen. I can see where you're coming from, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you're manualing and you're tilted to one side, you know?
That's a lot of times, yeah.
Okay, but that's that's not really pinching, though. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, it's more of like a lean.
A lean, boom.
Right?
Lean.
It's more of a lean.
Yeah, but how do you do a front, like, were you to do a front crew? You got to lean on your truck.
But that's pinched in. You know, that's pinched.
But it doesn't necessarily...
Your wheel is connecting with your skateboard.
No, but
on the
trucks.
Wheel bike.
That's because I have loose trucks, though.
Yeah. No, any front crook. Your wheel, if you're pinching a front crook...
I've seen tight truck skaters pinch their grind, and their truck goes nowhere.
But
it's in the right spot.
When he means the pinch, you're thinking about the foot.
Your foot is curled in a spot,
right?
Body weight and fucking your toe is curling over and whatever else.
When you, like, you don't have to balance, like, to nose manual. If you want to do a flip trick out, that's how you pinch.
Yeah.
I mean,
I could see it. Like, when John does a nose manual and ollie flip, a lot of times.
You're seeing the lean.
The pinch.
Oh. If I'm skating a manual pad that's straight... If I start,
but no, if you lean. You can't tell me that you haven't leaned on a manual pad and you're still going straight in a way.
Yeah, that's what.
No, if your truck is going to either side, you're actually turning.
You're turning.
Because for me, a pinch is when you're locked in.
Okay.
Like you don't have to. Like it's not necessarily the physical motion of your wheel touching your board.
No, but like I could be locked in on a 5-0 grind
on
a ledge.
You could pinch a 5-0.
If I do a 5-0 or a nose grind, like I'm perfectly straight. I'm not leaned in.
On a ledge?
Like a 5-0. Yeah, on a ledge. Yeah.
Most of the time, your truck's going to be leaning one way or another.
Right.
And it's like
not
a pinch.
Mine.
Have you seen him?
Yeah, I have. But still, like, you're just necessarily, like, you're going to have to.
When Shane O'Neill, have you seen when he 5-0s? I mean, you probably can do it too, but 5-0 around flat bar?
Yeah.
And
You pinch it.
On your
of course, you pinch that.
Like, yeah.
Like I'm just saying, like, for me on a ledge.
I lean.
I don't lean. I do it straight.
You balance.
What size trucks do you skate?
I don't even know what size.
What do you skate?
I think
they're
like
140.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What size trucks are you
board right here?
You skate a 775.
I skate 775.
That's not normal anymore.
Jamie, what's so fucking funny? What's so funny?
That's fucked.
Why?
Like 8.5.
Fucked. I skate an 8.5 in 151s. Like my trucks are like this wide.
Jesus Christ. Well, we're on different terrains.
No wonder you're pitching.
Okay.
Fuck.
We're on different terrains.
But that's what I'm saying. How are your trucks gonna move like that? They're not even that long enough. They're not even that long.
I can pinch. You're saying I can't pinch?
I don't know.
Pinch.
It's pretty hard.
I haven't seen you pinch, really. I haven't seen you do a crooked grind.
That's
before,
what I'm saying. All front crook, though.
No, you
can do
grind.
A crook. You can do a 5-0.
But what I'm saying is, like, if I'm going to do a 5-0 grind on a ledge, I'm not pinching it. I'm going straight.
That's because your truck is big.
My shit's balanced.
Yeah,
not
of course.
This big. No, he's holding
Chris,
it out like.
Chris has a different balance. Chris has a different type of 5-0. He really balances like a manual.
Thank you, bro.
And a nose grind. Like you do that.
No,
you know?
Keep going.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying what it is.
I love it.
I love it.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get it. I just don't consider
your
DOS pinch.
He just doesn't want it into a manual pinch.
You know what I mean?
Like, he doesn't want it to affect his world.
I don't think they're on the same level. I know exactly what you're saying with the pinch. I know manual pinch, crooked grind, whatever pinch. They're not, like you said, I don't know if they're on the same level.
I know it's not really on the same level, but I mean, I guess pinch is just, because you're just getting stuck up on the physical.
I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I don't either.
Yeah. You guys are getting stuck on the physical pinch part. It doesn't have to be that.
It isn't really
I get what you're saying, where it's like your feet like are curled over and you're like, you're locked into something, whatever.
Yes, that's exactly what we're saying.
I understand that's what you're considering pinched, but it's like, I feel like Pinch is more...
You just said you understood it.
Pinch is more, you're getting stuck on the physical thing.
But like, when it comes to manuals, I'm picturing balance, and you're fucking like, you're physically just like completely balanced, and you're not flailing around or anything like that. Like,
you're locked in, how can we not be hung up
on the physical thing though? Because that's what a pinch is, a physical
thing. It's not even a physical thing, but that's what I'm saying. You don't have, like, someone could have tight trucks and do a front crook and their wheel not touch their board because it's too tight, but it's still pinch because it's just, like, what's allowed.
So there's like, different levels.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, like, you're like certain people that have, if you have loose trucks, it's going to happen so
like
much
easier.
Like,
your pinch is like a 10, right?
The person would not say that.
I would say, I'm saying it.
I appreciate that.
So it's a 10, right? And so another person with the tight trucks that's doing like a front crook.
It's harder.
Maybe a 5 or a 6.
Yeah, it wouldn't really look as good. Yeah.
You know?
So he's a level 10 pinch.
He's a level 10 pincher.
Yeah.
If you see me do a manual compared to like John or Kelly, it's going to look all over the place. Just like if you see some kid trying to front crew, they don't know what they're doing.
I think you could do a good manual, bro.
So that's what you think.
I think so.
If you're hanging out with John, I'm pretty sure you have a good manual.
Yeah.
No, I hang out with John because I get to look at it. And I watch it happen. I cannot manual.
You got some.
The only thing I could do is a fake basement manual back when you.
Are you kidding me? That's fucking great.
But dude, that's the only thing I've ever thought. Like,
but
I can actually.
But
if
do
I was
you
like,
pinch it?
Yes, low key.
You know what? You should backside flip out of it.
I can barely backside flip.
Oh, okay.
Do it off your nose.
I don't know.
I skate my board backwards?
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's wild. Yeah. Kelly used to do it for fucking
ever. I don't know, dude. I've seen people do that.
15 years.
Yeah.
15 years.
One day I was just like, I'm going to try this. And I just
he finally came to his senses.
Are you dead ass? That's fucked.
Finally came to his senses. 15
years, or you just changed one day?
He finally started writing different boards.
Just like 5 years, he's going to hate Cinnabon. One day, he's like, dude, Cinnabon's the best thing
just
ever.
Like today. Yeah. He loves it now.
He fucking cleared the whole plate. There he goes.
Hey, look, he
I got one more.
One more?
Oh, he heated it up 10 minutes ago.
And now it's all fucking hard,
It's cold again. Yeah, you can't.
You got that.
All right, guys.
So you blew it. Here we go. You heated it up for no reason.
Cinnabon out there?
Wow. He did it.
Fuck yeah.
He could have avoided it by selling fucking a set of wheels for $10 and a potato.
I think he actually wanted to eat that.
This has been the great pinch debate of 2017. Yeah. What a way to start off the year, you know?
So it's all weird. Pinch is just locking in.
Yeah, that's literally all it is. Right. That's all it's ever been.
Yeah.
So can I pinch a tail slide?
Yeah, I would say so. If you were to do a front tail and over-rotate it a little bit,
if you're sitting on it,
let's keep it the front crook.
Yeah, no, it's definitely
the front crook. I like the front crook.
It generates from crooks, and that's like the main thing.
We need to find a different word for the manual.
It's more of a lean.
It's all, it's all incorporated. It's just like doing it proper. That's really all it is.
I feel like we made no progress in figuring this out.
No, we just talked in a big circle.
Yeah. it's great.
Because that's what I was saying. It all coincides.
You lock into a manual, it literally just all coincides to just doing it right.
Yeah. Well, hey, I can't wait to see what you fucking have to offer in 2017, man.
Thank you.
You're going to kill it, bro. I think you just keep filming your videos. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. So I love it. And
We're all fans here.
Yeah, man. Yes. All right. Well, dude, let's get out of here, man. Thanks for coming, dude. Yeah,
thanks for having me. It's been great.
I hope you had fun.
Yeah, it's been sick.
Hope it was better than the weekend buzz.
I don't know, man.
What?
I don't know, man.
Whoa, wait a minute. This interview is not over.